Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I'm your host, Vinesh Sugrim. Now guys, what a holiday week we have had. It was the school holidays and virtually every species of fish that could be caught was caught. Guys, we have seen brusher, garrick, stumpies, killbeck, tuna, trout, bass. It was absolutely fantastic until yesterday. Yesterday being Wednesday, the 11th of October, where we've got warnings that competitions are cancelled. The seas are going to be huge. There's going to be no fishing this weekend. We've got like just till tomorrow afternoon to fish. So guys, yeah, it was a truly phenomenal week until this moment. And I guess what we're going to be doing this weekend is sorting out our tackle, cleaning our tackle boxes, getting some traces ready, because we had some truly remarkable weeks of fishing. But unfortunately, this is a stay-at-home weekend. You know, we've got rugby, we've got cricket, so there is something to look forward to. But if you're looking to fish, well, guys, it is a, service weekend, put it that way. Now, if you still want to know what came out this week, well, guys, the show has it all. I mean, we have got some truly remarkable catches, from your rock and surf to your offshore to your freshwater on the south of KZN, moving up to the north of KZN. It has been an absolutely epic week of fishing, and we are going to get into all of it as we usually do. But before we do, we are giving a huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, because none of this could be possible without them.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, like I said, you know, it is going to be a stay-at-home weekend. We've got some severe thunderstorm warnings that are out at the moment. You must have seen that on the social media side. But what we can tell you is that although we are staying at home this weekend, although it's going to be a bit of a dampener, the fish are here. It is that last major push of that edible action from the winter species. This is that time of the year where it's grunter season, the stump is out and about, the bream are in full bloom, and we have got the dawning of that inedible action. And this is happening throughout our entire coastline. I mean, we have rods bending with diamonds and sandies and honeys, milkies, grays, spinners. Guys, the inedible action is here. The bottom fishing is here. So, you know, yeah, okay, it is, like I said, one off weekend, but we're gonna want to know what's going on and what we are doing from next week. Let's get into it with this past week's fishing report, starting off down the south coast with our south coast guru Adam, who has sent through a tremendous amount of catches, which you can see on our Angler News YouTube page. But for now, it is the podcast, and this is Adam's podcast report for the lower south coast over this past week.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well. Hope everybody is well rested after the school holidays and everyone managed to catch a fish or two. I would definitely say that everybody did though, Vinesh, with the locals and the holiday makers down on the lower coast definitely having a blast. You know, everything from, you know, brusher, kalyun, bronze bream, blacktail, garrick, you know, small hounds, a few crickets, a handful of flatfish. You know, it was a really, really good showing down on the south coast, especially during those school holidays. Now, we didn't see a big crowd of holiday makers moving their way down to the coast, but I do suspect that, look, it is getting into Black Friday period and also December, so the guys were holding back a bit in terms of spending. But in terms of fishing, you know, they were definitely rewarded, which was very, very nice to see. So well done to all. They caught a few decent fish. And that being said, we've got Ashley with a beautiful brusher, you know, very, very nice specimen there. Jay with a good sized blacktail and kalyun, and Tershi with a pair of garricks. So the garrick was still in full force in the sand spit, you know, the block area. They were definitely getting some good fish up there. Again, live mullet being the bait of choice. Those bronze bream definitely coming out on some full head on prawn, with some cracker baits and also your crayfish tail being a choice for your kalyun, and some crab, whether it be Mundevi crab or also, you know, your ghost crab also definitely doing the damage there. So we've had some really good fishing the last few days, Vinesh. However, this upcoming weekend doesn't look too great, I must admit. The weather's just doesn't look like it's going to play its part. Unfortunately, we've got that southwester blowing as it does, and it's definitely showing its full force. With that being said, though, Friday a southwest 15 to 30 k's per hour. Saturday, the southwest pumps up to a gust of around 40 k's plus. Sunday, all that changes is literally the gust just drops a bit, with both days the winds hovering around 20 k's per hour. The swell does start on Friday around 1.4 meters and picks right up to a height of around 4.5 meters plus on Saturday afternoon into the evening, with the wave period of 12 seconds. So that southwester really blowing for all it's worth for most of the weekend and making a mess of the ocean. So yeah, Vinesh, just a very short report tonight. I do think that the guys are going to be having to, you know, after losing a few bits of leader or tying some new traces for this weekend after the past weekend's good fishing, you know, I think that's going to be the order of the day. You know, get your tackle sorted, because hopefully the upcoming weekend, not this one, the next one, the weather will be a bit better. So guys, if you have lost a bit of line, head to your local tackle stores, top up those, you know, Dawa SLs, you know, top up those Toriums, you know, let's get that going, because I don't think anything else is going to really happen, and it might just be a time to stay at home with the family and sort your tackle out. So otherwise, Vinesh, I hope everyone has an awesome up and coming weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and if anybody does go fishing and catches something in this crazy weather, I really would love to see those catches. So have a good one, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. Yes, yeah, it would certainly seem as though fortune would favor the bold. And that was the case with the freshwater anglers last week, which we're going to get into in the later end of the show. But for now, we are moving down to Warner Beach, where we are with Gary from the Kingfisher. And Gary has seen some garrick and shad, along with some stumpies and brusher over this past week. However, his weather has turned as well. But here is his report of Warner Beach and Amanzantoti.
So good evening, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher. Good evening to you all. Yeah, a few garrick have come out. It seems to be mainly on live bait now. Over the week, brusher here and there, stumpy. Yeah, this morning just a couple of shad came out along the beach, more like around the rocks, because it was, the sea was really going here. The early bells, the river was closed this morning. Some anchovies, little anchovies getting washed out, that anchovy fry, you know. Sort of start of a food chain, let's hope it builds up and for the summer fish. Yeah, let's see what happens in the week ahead, chaps, and tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Well, it seems as though Warner Beach and Amanzantoti was another area where it started off great, but then the weather turned things upside down in a way. Now moving on to Durban, where we have seen virtually everything over this past week on all facets, including some massive up to 7 kilo grunter in the harbor. But Mike V is going to tell us all about it. And he is followed by Brad, who has been super excited with all the garrick action that's happening on the offshore side.
How's it, bud? Yeah, fishing on the weekend was okay. The guys did get some bite before that big west came through on Saturday. Did you have a couple diamonds? The guys that can actually, we're getting them on live bait again. One, two sandies around, some honeys also. So yeah, there are some nice inedibles starting. So on our beaches, so something to start tackling up and going for. Besides that, the edibles, the normal stuff was coming out. Bronze bream, stone bream, all those things are trying. Guys are getting some nice stumpies and grunters, things like that on the beaches. The garrick have still been around. On the boats they've been wild, but on the beaches the guys are also beginning. So it's well worth putting a live bait and seeing what eats it. On the boats, as I said, garrick out of control. They've been wild, wild, wild. I was catching one in Missouri trying to catch bait, pulling little strips for snook, things like that. They're getting snook have made an appearance. The guys have been a couple of those around as well as one or two tunnies. So yeah, there's some nice gangsters around the guys in the boats and the paddle skis. Bottoms, the normal stuff. Some good old-fashioned keelback. Some doggers, things like that. Heard of one or two prodigals again came out. Not quite sure on the sizes, I just heard there was a couple more caught. So yeah, there is some good fish for the guys in the ski boats and the paddle ski. The bay, grunter, tight. That's all I can tell you. They've been from tiny to giant, and they've been pretty wild at the moment. It is the time of year for them, so they should be even getting even wilder. I saw a pick of one about 7 kilos. It was an absolute beast. The guy caught it fishing stand water, on the other side by Royal Zulus. They came on the banks there. So yeah, the Bays had the Grunter, they've had snapper salmon, they've eaten some small cob. The Kings are still around. They haven't fled yet, so they're still good to be getting a couple of Kings on artificial. No Springer yet. The Springer should be starting soon, but I haven't heard of any yet. Guys, tight lines and have a great weekend.
All right, good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Yeah, fishing over the last week. Guys, bottom fishing has been up and down. Bit scratchy, bit funny thing, but what I can say, guys, the garrick. If you really want to have some fun, some good, clean, fighting fish, there's been plenty of garrick. I mean, really off the Blue Lagoon, Ngainy River area, sit behind backline, put out a live bait, wait a couple of minutes and you will get one. There's also been a couple of sharks per stringers, but if you can get through the sharks, be patient enough, the garrick are definitely there. Nice, good, clean fighting fish, great fun on the light tackle. Just remember, it's two per person and 700 minimum size. So guys, yeah, I try to keep them up. They're all the returning shoals, so it's all the big breeding adults which are coming back. Yeah, so guys, great fun and good luck. Yeah, this weekend the weather's not looking too great. We see some big seas coming through. So guys, tight lines, and I hope everyone gets a good pull.
Wow, can the fishing get any better than that? Thank you, Mike and Brad, for such an amazing report of what's happened in Durban over this past week. And wow, man, it's the weekend. We should have been fishing this week. With catches like that, we really should have had our rods out there. But you know what? There will be anglers going out. And if you're out there, just be safe, guys, and share those catches with us. Now, moving on up to the North Coast. Guys, I want to give a huge shout out to my new friend, Martin from Mshlali. Guys, he is a new contributor to the fishing report. He is out virtually on a daily basis checking out the water conditions and giving me feedback as to what's going on. So yeah, Martin has reported over this past week that it was good. The conditions were like a bit too perfect. This is when I met him last week on Friday. We were fishing together down at Sharkers High Rock. And yeah, you know, the conditions were an absolute peach. There was some fish that came out over the weekend, obviously some bronze bream species. But then this weather turned, the water turned, the conditions just weren't in favor. It's been absolutely windy. I've got footage of this. Martin has been sending through some footage. So check out Martin's footage and his voice notes on our YouTube channel. But for now, yeah, it is exactly what Jesse is going to be talking about as we get into the Bolito, Salt Rock, Tindy Manor, and those surrounding areas. So guys, here's Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito.
Morning guys, hope everybody's doing alright. Actually, I hope everybody's fishing because we've got some pretty bad weather coming through on Saturday morning. And I think the sea's going to go up to about 3.5 meters if the wind guru is being accurate. I mean, you've got a day or two to fish, get some decent fishing in. It is a little bit rainy and overcast here. So I see that most of the guys are coming into the shop this morning and getting some prawns. Good indication that bronze bream is the fish species to target today. And honestly speaking, think that that's a right call. We've seen a lot more bronze bream coming out in the last week. Particularly from Le Mercy up to Westbrook. I saw one or two come out on the Zimbali stretch in the rocky areas, and then going north all the way up to Tinley Manor, in scattered areas there's been some reports of bronze bream. So it's good news for us. I mean, we've been waiting patiently for the bronze bream, and we talk about them a lot, but it does make up the bulk of our catches here during this period of the year. Obviously, the shad season is closed, and we won't be able to fish for them for about another month and a half or so. And I mean, there isn't really too much else around this time of the year, unless you're going to be targeting slightly bigger edibles, your flatfish. And there have been a couple of diamonds around, mainly up north in the Tindy area. But in Bolito, Westbrook, all of that, bronze bream is the main target species now. And of course, the guys do still spin for shad and catch a couple just for catch and release, just to have some fun to take up the time. But for the most part, this time of the year is known for the stumpies, brusher, and bronze bream. it's a little bit of something to do in the interim before the flatfish really get you and the guys start to have fun with those. But as I said, there have been a couple of early diamonds, been a couple of sharks as well. Just mixed species, really. Nothing. I can't really say that anything in particular has shown up more than anything else. It's just been a really, really mixed bag. So if you're going to go and put a bigger bait out there and hope for something big, there's a good chance you're going to catch something. Maybe a duck bill, maybe a diamond. I've seen there's been a couple of blackfin around. Quite a few smaller sharks as well. A couple of greys. I did tell you guys last week that there was a big grey of about 20 kilos that came out. And they confirmed it was a 20 kilo grey, which is a nice one. But a lot of smaller ones as well. And then the guys up in Richards Bay as well started to tell me that all of your smaller, you want to call them pesky species, like your spinners and monkeys, and started to come out. So that's fine. It is a bit of a nuisance species, but it is a good sign that the summer species are starting to move through at least. So we look forward to that. Moving just back to the edibles, I see the guys that are fishing at nighttime in particular are doing very well. Speaking to a couple of guys that have been fishing south of Palito, basically from the Ski Boat Club up through to, let's call it, Sharker's Rock. They've been fishing at night. They've been catching a good couple of cob still, which is common for this time of the year, but it was slow in the build-up. So it's quite special that they're catching the amount that they are catching right now. I'd say that it's probably where it's supposed to be, but the funny thing is it's only at night time. The guys aren't catching a lot at all during the day. So for the most part, the guys are under the impression that the carp aren't here. But there are carp here, and they, like I said, they're just feeding at night. So get out there at night time. Palito is a fairly safe area. You don't really have too many concerns about parking and all of that. Not to say that nothing will happen, but you've got less of a chance of it happening here than almost anywhere along our coast here. Is one of the safer areas. I can't say the same for like your Westbrook area, but if you're going to be going down to Westbrook, I'd generally suggest get somebody to drop you off. It's a phenomenal area fishing at night time. A lot of stumpies at night. Flatfish is really, really good at night at Westbrook as well. And when I say Westbrook, I'm not talking about Westbrook isolated. I'm talking about Westbrook going south to La Mercy and then up to the river mouth as well. Speaking of the river mouth, I did hear a couple of guys that have been fishing there caught a couple of fish, but no fireworks yet. It is probably one of the better places to fish at night for cob. Safety is the only concern. If you're going in a group, if you've got somebody to sit and watch your car, I'd probably suggest it. It's just that that's not an option for a lot of people. But if you can make that happen, get down there and fish for cob right now at Tongatna. I'll guarantee you, you're going to catch some fish. Going on to the ski boats, we've seen a couple of snook this week. The weather hasn't been the best. We've had some fairly rough days, and the water color hasn't been the best, but we have seen a couple of snook. We've seen a few garrick. I see up north, the guys were starting to catch one or two kuta, and it's not what I would say the beginning of the season. It's probably just a rogue shoal that's come through with a warm current or something. Not enough to get me excited yet. It is still early for it, but it's something. Bottom fishing wise, still a couple of fish that we've to speak about. A lot of smaller fish, a lot of general bottoms, but we have seen a bit of a drop in the amount of yellowtail and stuff like that coming out. All of your really big bottom species was a bit slow this week. Still a lot of dogger, still a lot of beck. And then I did see that the guys fishing off Durban caught a couple of queenies as well, which is quite nice. And then obviously those are just targeted on your bait marks, like the caissons, the barge, all of that. It's quite a nice time of year to fish on those areas because we should be getting a couple of tuna. We haven't, but if they are here, you get them on the exact same methods that you fish for those queenies. A lot of people fish for queenies with the bottom trait, with a really long sinker snoot, because they do suspend a little bit off the bottom, much like a darga. But I would say if you had to just downrig a live mozzie or a live mackerel, you're probably going to come right with something this time of the year on those bait marks. That is about it for the ski boat and the skis. It hasn't been that busy a week. Moving on to the bass, there's been a ton of excitement. Especially with the juniors fishing this weekend up at Albert Falls. We've been a lot of people pre-fishing and catching some really good fish. It's not only Albert Falls. Hazelmere did very well. Speaking to a couple of guys, they say there's a really decent average size fish coming out there at the moment. We're talking like 1 kg average size, which for most people that know Hazelmere, it's generally known as a small fish dam where you go out there and catch a ton of small fish. They are big fish, but your average fish is 30 centimeters. A lot of people that have been fishing there recently have told me that it's doing particularly well with the average on the size fish now. I mean, the guys are catching, like I said, a 1 kg average fish is phenomenal for Albert Falls. Hazelmere. It's more of your Albert Falls size. So I think there was a spurt of smaller fish over the last few years that have now grown up to a decent size. With the fluctuating water levels, I think what happened is it may have paused a spawn or two or made for a poor spawn, and the really small bass that we normally see there, which was the year before's fish or maybe the 2-year-old fish, there was a pause in it. So now we're seeing much less of that size fish and a lot more maybe 3-year-old fish, which is what the guys are catching now. So they're doing quite well there. All of the northern dams, you guys have probably seen the posts. There's a ton of fish coming out. All of the farm dams are doing well, so if you've got access to a farm dam, go and fish them. Fishing is just absolutely phenomenal at the moment. A lot of the dams are quite low. I know the dams that I fish are very low and they're becoming very difficult to fish. But if you can get access to a dam that's got a good water level, go fish it. And we have had a bit of rain, so who knows, we could see those dam levels rising, which is going to be incredibly good for your top water fishing as well when the fish move back into the shallows after a period of low water. Guys, that's about it for this week. Let us know what's happening so we can report back and help the guys out. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. What another great report, my friend. Great advice on that bass. And yeah, it certainly seems to be that season for the bronze bream and stumpies, you know, so take advantage. Like Jesse says, that serious weather is coming through later on, pretty much at the end of this week. So there's going to be no fishing this weekend. So if there's that window and you have an opportunity to go and fish it, get out there and get some fishing done. It's a small window, so get out there while you can. Now, guys, moving slightly further up the north coast, I've got a report from Subika, who's at Kikuza Tackle, talking about Voti producing some yellowtail kingfish and 2 garrick on live bait. Together, the guys are getting some proper copper bream, but that's while they are scratching, as well as garrick on live bait in that area as well. And he has managed to save the weekend with landing a sandy up to 2 meters at Red Rocks in Tindi Manor. So thank you, Sofika, for providing us with that content in that area. Now moving up to Mtanzini Banks, we are with Nick, who's got some great river action. There has been some other activity in his area, but the river is the pick of the weekend, including a massive cob that was spotted being pushed on a wheelbarrow on the road. So guys, here is from Nick Mtanzini.
Afternoon, Vanessa. Yeah, I think for the first time in a wee while, I know one boat that went out over the weekend and they got cob. And most of the catches prior to that have been redfish. Over on the beach, the guys are catching quite, you know, normally you get the tiny little hammerheads. But the guys have been catching them quite big, sort of 3-4 kilos, over a meter long, and a lot of spinners. But that's what normally happens at this time of the year, and I actually think they're a bit early, if my memory stands corrected. Snapper cob, snapper salmon, I think people call it. I call them cop. I'm from the Eastern Cape. Or as they're also known as target tooth croaker. So that's actually quite nice. They normally feed with the spinners, and yeah, you just could be patient. Just haul the spinners out and throw them back in the sea, and yeah, if the snapper can get to your bait, he'll snatch it. Yeah, the river is fishing very, very well. A lot of mullet in the river still. Must use those as live bait. The species you'll be targeting will be the river snapper, or the emperor of the river, Malabar rock cod, and cob. The other day, a guy caught a cob up at the R102 bridge, and the old Durban in Pangeni Road. It was so big, he had to put in a wheelbarrow, and somebody saw it while they were driving along the road, but they never took a picture of it. His head and tail were hanging over the head was hanging over the front of the wheelbarrow, and the tail was actually touching the guy's body and was bent through the wheelbarrow. Fish are back in the river, everything's happy and healthy, and looking forward to a good summer. Unfortunately, the weather outside doesn't look too sharp for the weekend, but...
Thank you, Nick. Another great report. I am glad that river is producing the fish and looking absolutely fantastic at the moment. So, yeah, thank you for sending through that content, and we can't wait to hear what happens after the weather comes right after this weekend, I guess. So, guys, that rounds off in Tanzini, moving up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia. Well, Richards Bay has seen some great inedible action over this past week. I spoke to a few guys, and that inedibles are there. The harbour is fishing well with, obviously, that garrick. And the offshore side is seeing some great bottom fishing, as well as that tuna action that's happening all over the place. Same story for St. Lucia. It's just mainly boat action at the moment. Nothing too much off the rock and surf side, even though there were a fair amount of holidaymakers in the area. But we've got Boise sending through a voice note this week, telling us exactly what's going on in his area.
Hi, Vinesh. It was a bit on the busier side because of the school holidays. A lot more anglers were actually on the boats more than the beach, at least the guys who were catching some decent fish. The problem we're having now is that not only the weather is not right, but the sea is up, as well as the sidewash is terrible. So most people are resorting to going to the mouth, though the water's clean from what I hear. In terms of what fish has been caught, I haven't heard a lot of reports from the anglers, reporting back as to what's actually been caught. But out of sea, guys have been getting a lot of tuna, but only like those 9-8 kilo size tuna, not those very big ones, and then a lot of skipjacks and some bonnies. There was some snook caught on the boats a couple of days ago in the holidays by some anglers also on the boat, but nothing really serious to report from the side in regards to that. But it's just the wash is the main culprit, I think, and people are not really fishing because the sea's a bit up. But once the sea settles, I suspect going forward the fishing will get much better.
Hey there, guys. With 3 weekends of iffy weather on the trot, and the fact that the Norwegians had it pretty much spot on, I think we can put some stead in their forecast that is looking good for the next week or so. That big bank of cloud which has been obscuring the eastern half of the country looks set to start moving off shortly, and we can expect some balmy summer days with temps up in the mid-20s over the next week or so up here in the Midlands. While we have had a tad more rain since the previous report, with a maximum of 9 millimeters reported from closer up to the berg, we would have liked to see more rain on the horizon, but we will take it, and we are, however, thankful that the temperature forecast is not back up into the upper 30s like it was last week. Reports coming in from the river anglers, both from the Natal Fly Fishers Club and visiting anglers from up north, are that the upper reaches are very low, but there are still some fish to be had in the lower stretches which have holding water. Locally, the NFFC beats on the Mgani River in the Dargle Valley have provided some action, with fish being reported in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter, and all the way through to the 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter mark. Water temperatures are reported at sitting between 18 and 20 degrees C. Guys, that's already borderline. The Bushman's River Giant's Castle Reserve showed off some of its brown trout over the weekend, and news from further afield is that the Intercity River provided some fun with a plethora of wild rainbows around the 10 inch or 25 centimeter mark. Again, only 2 returns from the NFFC Stillwater anglers over the past week or so. Saturday's hot and windy conditions made for some work for the float tube anglers that ventured out, and I'm pretty sure that they skipped, quote-unquote, leg day this week, Monday. But who dares wins, as they say, and they were rewarded with a good range of fish, starting at the lower end of the scale in the 7 to 9 inch, that is 18 to 23 centimeter bracket, going all the way up through into the 21 to 23 inch, that is 53 to 58 centimeter class. Another return reported fish in the 15 to 19 inches, that is 38 to 48 centimeter range. And while the weather almost certainly put a damper on anglers getting out, with those hot and blustery conditions on Saturday, followed by cool and overcast on Sunday, note, guys, here that the barometer was in fact climbing and conducive for fishing. So, top tip from a couple of weeks ago, keep an eye on that pressure. As for that perennial question, what are they eating? Which is the most frequently asked question, I must say. Fish were reported to be regurgitating minnows and snails. Now, a common inhabitant of our still waters is the chubby head barb, more commonly known as a gillyminke, and a very effective fly for that is an olive zonka baitfish pattern. Guys, have a look at the FOSAF website and look for the cactus minnow by yours truly, which is the fly of the month, 432, from a couple of months back. Snails are seen as a nemesis by most saltwater anglers, but can effectively be imitated by a sunken DDD, darkened with a black or brown marker pen, more closely to imitate the natural. On the bass front, maybe, or just maybe, it had something to do with the banging of the drum regarding the lack of fish reports from the bass anglers. But I'm happy to report that a 4.5 kilogram bucket mouth made its appearance at mid-mar. That's an absolute cracker of a fish there, Gareth Porchita. Well done, sir. Overall, mid-mar is reported to be fishing well, with good numbers of fish coming into hand around the 1.5 kilo mark. Carp and barbel are also making a showing. With the SA Bass Angling Association KZN Juniors event taking place in Albert Falls this weekend, the dam has seen some practice activity from the juniors, and even showed off some fish. This weekend also sees the PMB Bassmasters Triple Skins Bass Challenge taking place at Albert. We wish all the anglers taking part in these events tight lines, and look forward to reporting next week. There have also been a few reports filtering in from private dams, where some excellent tilapia, both redbreast and kurpa, have been reported. Now, after last week's report of that 25 to 27 inch, that is 63 to 68 centimeter fish from the NFFC beat on Umkomas, the scaly anglers have gone a bit quiet. For the yellowfish guys, however, Stokefontein has showed what's to come over this past weekend, and Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing has reported a great weekend fishing with family. With a sturkey season just around the corner, this month's meeting of the Natal Fly Fishers Society had yours truly tying up the ball bait to end, which in smaller sizes is a great pattern for cruising yellows of sturkeys. Guys, pop in the shop and come and chat to me if you are keen to get into this creative arm of fly fishing. So, tight lines, everybody. Get out there, throw a line, and do stop in at the Kingfisher Peter Masberg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. What another great report. And thank you for banging that drum for the bass boys. Yeah, looks like that show and tell really came through over this past week. Now, guys, I was chatting with Jan prior to the show, at least a few minutes before the show, and we were just talking about how the week was so beautiful that everything looked all nice and rosy until this weekend, and there goes our voice notes that came through during the week where our reporters were all excited about life and everything's looking good, and then this weather just turned, and now even issuing weather warnings. So guys, just take note of that little piece of advice. The weather will shape up, as Jan said earlier in the show, but this weekend is a no-go. However, there has been some great fish that has come to hand, and if you want to check out these catches, go and look at our YouTube channel. Jan has sent me all this footage that has come through, including that bucket mouth of a bass. So guys, that is our report for the freshwater side. Once again, go and speak to Jan if you want to try your hand at that fly fishing. I know I have made arrangements to go and spend some time with him, because that piece of knowledge that he passes on is so valuable, exactly like what he was talking about with reading that pressure. Those that were out there and paid attention to these reports were really rewarded. Guys, that rounds off our fishing report for this week. Looks like we are going to be spending a lot of time at home this weekend, so go and clean out that tackle box, make some traces, get ready, because all this great fish that happened earlier on this week is going to happen very soon again, and you want to be prepared for that. So until next week, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. When you're out there, be safe and always remember to keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits and close seasons, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.